Most jazz tunes have an even four-beat rhythm. Playing five beats to the bar can be like dribbling a football. But in 1959, Dave Brubeck's band released Take Five and made Five Beat Swing. Even before Take Five was released, Brubeck and his group's live recordings on college campuses had gotten him noticed. His picture was on the cover of Time magazine. Dave Brubeck is 82 years old now and still writing, still recording. He's written classical music, including ballets and oratorios. His latest CD is called Classical Brubeck. He spoke with us as part of the NPR series Musicians in Their Own Words. Dave Brubeck says, as far as he's concerned, there's no wall between jazz and classical music.
I formed the quartet with Paul Desmond, and Paul and I were very much fans of Bach and Stravinsky and Bartok. So we kind of had a mutual music bank that would give us direction. And if somebody started in that direction, the other person would follow in that direction. I had a great drummer that didn't play in odd time signatures. So it took a long while to get to Joe Morello, who can play anything. And we started then working on things like Take Five. In 1959, we recorded the Time Out album. They didn't want to put it out. They said, you've broken all the rules, the unwritten laws of Columbia Records. They said, well, you have all originals. You've got to have some standards or show tunes, and people can't dance to this. Boom, in Detroit, that whole ballroom was dancing in 5/4, you know, where they throw couples up in the air and between their legs and over their shoulders, and the whole ballroom was moving in 5/4 time. A good melody will work with my quartet or will work with the symphony orchestra. Sometimes we take something from a sacred service and play it as a jazz tune. Pieces like 40 Days on the Desert. I can't remember whether it started as a jazz tune because the old quartet played it, and it ended up in the oratorio. What I like to remind listeners of is that Bach started doing all this, not me. He used drinking songs. O Sacred Head, Now Wounded is one of the most, if not the most popular sacred song in the world. It's a drinking song. I cry into my beer stein. It's the way it starts. My love is gone and left me. And I am all alone. I cry into my beer stein. And it goes on and it gets very bawdy. And he knew everybody in church would know that. So he started, as far as I'm concerned, so much that is contemporary today. How we work in jazz is very, very much like a Bach piece. This new recording with the London Symphony. We were in that great studio where the Beatles recorded Abbey Road, the full London Symphony Orchestra. Behind them was this great choir. And in front of the choir was a schoolboys' choir. To the right of that was my jazz group. developed a theme, like theme and variations, and we would be a real different variation with the jazz group. I was at this piano at 7 o'clock this morning working. I'm writing all the time. I'm writing a new fugue. I swear I won't finish it because it'll get me in a lot of trouble. But the words are you now or have you ever been a Democrat or a Republican? The theme is... Are you now or have you ever been a Democrat or a Republican? And then it gets worse.
Playful, whether talking politics or playing jazz, Dave Brubeck spoke to us from his Connecticut home. His latest CD is called Classical Brubeck, just released on the Telarc label. This is Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne.